to the Roma Press Podcast with John Solano.
All right, Andy is with me now. This is our second time recording this because of issues. So let's just start with DeFrancesco, because I have to say, so after the match, he said a bunch of stupid things. And one of them was, you suffer a bit with young players on the pitch, but the worst ones on the pitch today were the ones we always mentioned, the Senatori, Fazio, Dzeko, Esharawi, even Cristante, Marcano, terrible. What do you make of some of the things he said after? I'm beyond puzzled.
Well, I'm very upset. I was upset at the game, but I think I was more upset when I first saw some comments on Facebook and the players that the fans were blaming, and then I saw the comments from DeFrancesco blaming mostly the young players, saying that you never know what you're gonna get out of young players. And I figure he meant Luca Pellegrini, for example, or Kluivert, or even Čorić. But the thing I have an issue with is that he keeps putting the blame in the wrong places. First of all, he doesn't put any of the blame on himself. Never. It never happened that he said, you know what, I'm to blame for today's result. And second of all, he doesn't put the blame on the players that deserve the blame. Because if you think about it, in today's first half, we could have easily won 2-0 in the first opening 20 minutes if El Shaarawy was mentally capable of being or staying focused. And then with Dzeko in the second half, when he missed those sitters, and you start to wonder, you know, what is going on in DeFrancesco's mind? Why is he not sending a message to the players that need to be warned? Because he's not motivating anybody. He's actually making it worse for the young players, or for players that are less experienced in a club like Roma. I want him from time to time to come up and say, you know what, I did a terrible job. I want Dzeko to perform better. Today he was absolute shit. I want El Shaarawy to get better, because today he was absolute shit. And instead, we constantly get the same things. The attitude wasn't right. We didn't show enough character. The first half was good, but then we dropped off. I'm very upset.
Oh, yeah. And again, I said this when we first tried to record. I feel like he's a dead man walking, because I don't know what you do now. You have an important match against CSKA, but they've lost so many points to these teams at the bottom of the table, Atalanta, Kiev, Bologna, and today. And I mean, what would you do? Because I frankly don't know. I mean, I guess I would sack him, but I don't know who the replacements could be.
I would sack him too, but exactly. You don't know who the replacement is. You have a lot of tough matches ahead of you. It would certainly shake things up, but you don't know if in the positive way or in the negative way. Tomorrow we'll probably be in mid-table. Our only hope is that Inter somehow get a bad result against Milan in the derby. Lazio is not gonna have any major problems. I'm just I think just that we've dug our grave way too deep now to get out of it. And Roma are in a situation where they cannot afford to do anything right now. Major change will most likely backfire, especially in this rough period. And it just feels so much like Garcia's last months, where Roma were just waiting for the worst to pass, and then they just sacked him. What was it, in December or even January?
January.
Yeah, exactly. So it just feels like they're gonna carry on with him, especially considering that Monchi likes him, and I don't know. It's pretty depressing.
Yeah, and the thing that bothers me most is just, as you mentioned, he never blames himself. I mean, obviously the players are shit. Nobody's letting them off the hook. Dzeko, terrible today. That one, we're shitting on El Shaarawy a bit, but he gave him a beautiful pass on a one-on-one early on. Dzeko should have buried it. Obviously, he should have buried it and made it 1-1, and then ultimately a minute later they score. I mean, nobody's letting them off the hook, but you know, part of me is like, you know, after halftime, like, what is this guy saying to them at the break? I mean, they came out and they looked sluggish. They looked uninterested, unmotivated. I just don't know. His decisions seem to have no reasoning behind them. He just seems to do things at very random times. For me, for El Shaarawy to last that entire match, I'm lost for words. I thought he would come off at halftime. He let him continue. He was terrible. Introducing Čović, as you mentioned, was, I don't even know what to call that. Stupid.
It reminded me of when he introduced Antonucci in the Samp game last year, and he got lucky because Antonucci
assisted Dzeko against Sampdoria.
Yeah, exactly. Today it felt exactly like that, just like a desperate change that didn't send any sort of message to a team that looked terrible.
Yeah, I don't even know what, like, I'm out of answers. There's just so many questions now. They're on 14 points. You mentioned the other teams that are ahead of them in the table. You know, I just, can they really carry on like this? Because they've already faced the worst teams in the table. They've dropped points. And granted, I haven't even mentioned his home form. His home form is some of the worst I've ever seen.
Terrible. And the worst start to the season since 2012.
Yeah, and you know what? This season reminds me so much of that. They cannot score. They concede cheap goals. I mean, for anyone new or doesn't remember, that was the season with Luis Enrique. And obviously, they play a much different brand of football, but it almost seems like the exact same storylines. I mean, they could not score with Enrique to save their lives. They could never score. But now, you know, last season at least, they would have poor results, but they would be 0-0, 1-1. I mean, they're giving up 3 goals to Atalanta. They're conceding all these goals to Chievo. They're conceding 2 goals to Bologna. They don't even have the defensive solidity that they've had last year. I mean, that's gone.
It's gone. And again, I seriously, after all these games, I laugh at the people that were so quick to blame Olsen, because
he prevented it from being 4-0, by the way.
Yes, and obviously he's no Alisson, and it's just so pathetic for me to see all these fans just blaming the guy that is most likely the least responsible for this situation. He's the one who always has to get the ball from the back of the net, because this team is in shambles. Whenever, I mean, look at the second goal. It just, in within 1 minute of us possibly tying the game and then Dzeko missing that sitter, within 1 minute, we let them score. And it's not like we're letting Juve score or on a counterattack. No, we're letting Spal score. And it's just, it doesn't seem like any player that has some sort of relevance to this team. Even Florenzi today, who's had a pretty good opening season. Today, he looked spineless on the right side. Oh.
Terrible.
Not to mention,
he still cannot cross the ball.
No,
it's so difficult to watch him cross.
Yeah, and it today again. I was in the opening. What it was 30 minutes. I was very upset that they kept going on the left side with El Shaarawy. So I tweeted out that, you know, let's try and go on the right side. But on the right side, we weren't getting any answers. And Under his second year, he also needs to be held accountable. You expect
he was not good today at all.
Not good, not good. Invisible. So I expect so much more from these players, and I hate to see a coach that is not. He's not doing anything right in terms of keeping this team focused and getting the tactics right. I mean, what was he thinking? Taking out Cristante, you're taking out a midfielder and you're putting on another forward. And it's, you know, it every time Roma go behind or find themselves in a tap situation, we struggle. And it doesn't matter against who, we struggle. And well, that's probably why we were so surprised when they scored that second goal in the derby after going 1-1, because it just was so unlike Roma. And today it was back to the same old, and it's the worst kind of result in terms of Serie A and especially the upcoming Champions League game, because you need these wins, especially against these smaller teams where you give the chance to a Luca Pellegrini, you give the chance to Cristante, and instead they're probably going to end up on the bench. Dzeko is probably going to start. El Shaarawy will most likely start. It's just so predictable. Everything about this team is predictable.
Yeah, and we haven't even mentioned how this team, well, you just brought it up very briefly, but when they go down a goal, they look defeated, absolutely defeated. And I'm sorry, that starts with the manager. The manager has to instill some sort of belief, some sort of attitude. But when they go down a goal, I have no faith in them at all that they can recover. None.
Wait a minute, John. We also forgot to mention that we were playing 11 against 10 in the final 15 minutes. I mean, this is against Spal, yeah, against an inferior team with 10 men. And we couldn't even get a one goal.
Yeah, he mentioned that too in his, and he said something so stupid. He said something like, we have to do better when we have a numerical advantage like that. And it's like, no shit, you do. Like, duh. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Of course you do. You had a goalkeeper sent off. And, oh my God, watching them, they just hoof the ball forward. They just kick it forward, and they do nothing concrete or with purpose at all. And he mentioned that too. And it drives me nuts because he always talks about playing vertically. We got to play more verticality. And they hoofed the ball forward today, and nothing comes of it. I don't know what their approach is. I don't know how they're supposed to play, because I hear something different from him every single time.
Well, for me, the main answer to one of the many problems this team has is establishing the golden rule of never, ever putting El Shaarawy on the same starting lineup with Dzeko. That partnership is off. I've had enough. I don't. I just can't imagine Di Francesco moving forward with that partnership, winger striker, after all these games, after Chievo, after the derby, after today. It's mind-boggling that the two of them cannot complement each other. They don't communicate. They fail to make the right movements. Their Dzeko's presence is clearly detrimental to El Shaarawy's game. I was tweeting with one of our listeners today on Twitter, and we were saying that El Shaarawy looks so much worse with Dzeko on, because it just seems like remember that game against Frosinone when Schick was on and he opened the space for El Shaarawy, and El Shaarawy cannot get anything, any sort of spacing when Dzeko is on, because he clogs up that central lane. And it's frustrating to watch a player that certainly has some skills and is capable of doing really well. And instead of helping out Dzeko, they both completely worsen each other's game. and it's not working. So it's time for DeFrancesco to change that.
Yeah, and shame on me, maybe, but I was dismantling Perotti all week. I was saying he has to go.
Same.
I have to say, it's a match like this where maybe he makes a difference, because what he lacks in pure ability, he at least is an intelligent player.
True.
Technically, he's head and shoulders above El Shaarawy. I don't think anybody would argue that ever. And at least he lost into Dzeko. Now, when it comes to the product, El Shaarawy is much better. However, Peralti is a nothing player when it comes to finishing. But I don't know how you can continue with these two. I mean, I thought we found a solution in the 4-2-3-1. But now, I mean, what do you do? Just start Kluivert from now on? I don't know what the answer is.
I think the answer is start Kluivert. Start Kluivert and see what happens, because this cannot go on. Because it's not like Dzeko is performing and El Shaarawy is not because of Dzeko. No, it's Dzeko is not performing because of El Shaarawy, and the other way around. And so we have two attackers that are completely out of sync with each other. Under, who never seems like he truly belongs into the game plan, especially with those two up front. He looked much more involved when Kluivert was on. And yeah, I mean, it's surely put Kluivert on as a starter. And I also want to, I liked Pellegrini in those games. And today he was fantastic in those opening 20, 30 minutes with some great tackles, great passing. But I want, if Pastore is healthy, I want him to start. I want experience. Yes. I want experience up front, because up front we can't rely on anybody. So worst thing, you know, worst comes to worst, we have Pastore up there. Maybe he can give us some answers.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up, because I feel like we're at like a funeral. this is sure. Just so depressing to talk about. So just a final word. How I'm assuming you're going to say extremely, but what is your thermometer in terms of worried right now with this team? Are you extremely worried, or do you think they can work their way out of it?
Very worried, because it's the same stuff happening all over again. And you know, if it keeps happening, it means that there is a much deeper problem.
Yeah, I'm extremely worried. And we've mentioned it already, Cesca coming up at Napoli, at Fiorentina. I mean, this was their easiest portion of the schedule, as I've said a million times, and they have completely bottled it. They have absolutely bottled it. So let's end it here. We'll talk, you and I, ahead of Cesca. Hopefully we can have a couple of days to sort of regroup. And I mean, this feels like punishment, having to watch this side.
Yes, especially
they just play with such poor attitude.
Especially, you know, especially considering how the other teams that are above us are playing. Teams like Lazio, teams like Inter, teams like even Milan, they're not doing worse than us. They're at the moment, they're much better. So, you know, it's time to start worrying.
Yeah, I agree. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. We will wrap it up here, and we will talk to you all ahead of the Champions League match against CSKA. So until next time, thanks for joining us. Ciao.